But Baba, who had been stirring Banku, lifted her stirring stick and beat Efia across her bare back. Each time the stick lifted off the girl's body, it would leave behind hot sticky pieces of Banku that burned into her flesh. By the time Baba had finished, Efia was covered with sores, screaming and crying. From the floor, rolling this way and that on his belly, Fifi looked at Efia with his saucer eyes, but made no noise. Kobi came home to find his other wives attending to Efia's wounds and understood immediately what had happened. He and Baba fought well into the night. Efia could hear them through the thin walls of the hut where she lay on the floor, drifting in and out of a feverish sleep. In her dream, Kobi was a lion, and Baba was a tree. The lion plucked the tree from the ground where it stood and slammed it back down. The tree stretched its branches in protest, and the lion ripped them off one by one. The tree, horizontal, began to cry red ants that traveled down the thin cracks between its bark. The ants pooled on the soft earth around the top of the tree trunk. And so the cycle began.